Jose, you must be so disappointed.
Yeah, because for one time we were leading, so we scored the first goal, and I think what's important in our situation is to be able to keep some clean sheet, because we know that we cannot be so productive at this moment. And I'm very frustrated because the first goal we concede is the same that the other games, and we have shown the way to do in another way that conceding this stupid goal. So again, big frustration just before halftime. And I think if we can reach the halftime with 1-0, it's another story, of course, because even playing 2 games 3 days for our players, it's difficult when you got something in your hand, of course. Mentally and physically, it's more easy. And we saw it immediately at the second time, because we were not enough in the game, so some difficulties. But even we were still hoping, and second goal is just a mistake of a lack of experience for a young player. If we learn from these mistakes, okay, we can improve, and I'm sure that you will learn of it. But at the end, you know, we try even to keep a result. So I can blame my player, and I can say nothing about the will. It's just the fact that most of them are still not fit, first of all. And we are just looking for let's say, the right balance in the team. And the way we build a team, I don't want to explain it again. It's not easy to get some results. But I told to my player at the end of that game that what makes me not happy, but they have to think about, is that every time we are close to a good result, you will say every time you lose, of course, but I mean, we are still in life. And I knew, because I told you and I told my player that it can be difficult the first week. It will be, it not can be, I'm sure, and for different reasons. So again, the only thing we can do is working as we do, try to find solution inside the group, and I hope some real solution from outside. That's my feeling.
You must be desperate to get to this first international break.
Yeah. But I'm also hoping that before the end of the Windows transfer, we can get some other experimented player, because again, certainly this team can compete better when everybody will be fit and so on. But at the end, when you see we miss some experimented player, and we saw the difference even again, a team was promoted. I mean, the fact that they play, they are still in the momentum, they play together for many games, there is some reason that on the pitch they can find each other much better than we did all the game, because sometimes we did well. And yeah, it's not easy, because we want to give a lot. We play home, so we saw something good every time in all the games without any result. But championship is a long competition, and I just hope that some means can be given before the end of the transfer period, to be able to give to me and to my staff and to the other player who wants to do their job correctly, because the will is there, I think. The desire is there. We can do nothing and say nothing about. But sometimes, you know, to be happy, a player has to play, sure, but has to win. And to be able to win, we need some better players. So that's it.
You brought in some forward players. Are you principally looking at defensive-minded players now?
No, I just try to find the right balance, but at this moment I just try to use what I think the best for the team, you know. And again, I'm even looking for a spine, I mean, in this team. We know the possibility of Ishmael Miller, but playing 2 games, three days when he's not fit is difficult. We know that David Perkins is giving everything. We know that John Lundstrom has some quality, but it's a young player, like Donovan, playing maybe no game or 10 games in championship. So it's a lot of things. And yeah, again, I don't want to complain, because I'm the coach, and I trust in my player and I believe in my player. But I know that this kind of player can be helped by player with a lot of experience, and we are still looking for having a good spine, not only with quality but with the right balance. That's why sometimes you think I'm looking for more offensive. No, I'm just looking for the right balance, and I was really ready at the beginning of the season, and I had really clear ideas of what we have to bring. But it's still, and it was very difficult to follow my ideas. So I tried just to keep the best and to take the best from my team. And I think again about the behavior, I can say nothing. But they need to be helped as I need to be.
On a positive side, you scored a beautifully crafted goal.
Yeah, there are some action. We miss little thing, and sometimes it's about fitness aspect, you know, more speed, more. But we saw, for example, Zoko doing very good things. You know, it's not easy. It's the first time they played together, all of them. So we saw something that sometimes we repeat at the training session. So what is nice for a coach, but what is also nice for a coach to get some points. So that's why. But you know, it's some individual mistakes. The second one, we have to be more realistic in this situation. But how can we say to a young player who did well all the game and then after make a mistake? It's like this. Sometimes, you know, a mistake is down defensively, but you score offensively. And we see a very good goal of Nathan, but after not enough in the game. So we have to face with this reality. And again, I'm looking with my player to find a solution individually and collectively.
You may be the wrong person to ask this question to, but are you close to finding this spine?
No, I repeat, I knew what I need. And at this moment, I don't have. So I'm looking for a solution inside the group and hoping that, again, maybe some player from outside. But, you know, more you wait, more it's difficult. Because, of course, everybody's looking for the same. So, again, it's difficult situation, but I'm still looking for a solution and not saying, no, we cannot do it. It's not my way to do. I want still to challenge all this, and I will be the more happy manager the day we can get some good results. And that effect. And you know, I work hard each day. I don't complain each day saying I don't have the player. No. I want that even in our situation, the player think that I can improve individually and just looking for a solution. And that's my job. For the rest, I have some limits in my actions. So we'll see what the future can bring us. And for sure, from me, you can just expect that I'm still working hard. That's it.
And finally, two very tough back-to-back away games coming up.
Yeah, but they are all for us, I must say. And again, I would like, for example, that we were just obliged to play one game a week. But anyway, every game is difficult for us at this moment. And I repeat, I'm just disappointed by the fact that we were always in the game. I mean, it's not a question that the other team play with us and do what they want. Not at all. So it's quite more difficult in this situation. But it's a good thing that we think all the time in all the game that we can do something consistent as a result.